This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the weather's been throwing us for a loop in agriculture, and I'm not here to open the debate between climate change, cycles, or just luck of the draw. You know something is going on, no matter what's causing it. We have to be prepared, though, to navigate into a successful growing season in 2024. We talk with an Bayer agronomist right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Andrew Penny is an agronomist for Bayer and based out of Ames, Iowa. He talked to me during Commodity Classic about the dry conditions we have in the Corn Belt and what we need to be thinking about here in 2024.
Yeah, the discussion of the environmental factors and conditions that Mother Nature has given us the last few years, it's been huge. Whether we're in Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, the environment's just been different than what we're traditionally used to, I would say. And so, whether we're in Iowa, whether you're in certain spots within Iowa that have got more or less rain, I think the number one thing on people's minds is just heat and drought tolerance, right? We have all these management practices and selections, just things that we do every year that maybe we're going to have to start thinking differently about because of the heat and drought. And so, a prime example, when we're talking hybrids, right, we got to talk yield potential, but we also got to talk heat and drought tolerance. And so it's just, with that too, we have management practices in terms, maybe cultivation or tillage. If we continue to have these dry conditions, we might have to start thinking about reduced tillage just to conserve soil moisture. And so there's just a lot of things that these environmental conditions we faced the last 2 or 3 years are really getting growers, thinking differently about some of their management practices.
Penny says not enough credit can be given to the breeding teams that have developed hybrids that have been resilient in the last few years.
Realistically, if it weren't for our breeding team and all of the traits and technology with that breeding, we would be in a lot different situation. My dad often references the drought of the 80s. And I can't remember what year it is, 87 or 88. 88. If we had those products now that we had back then, we wouldn't be seeing the yields that we have been. And so I think it's just a real testament to the breeding team within Bayer, but also all the traits and technology that goes into those products they're releasing. So I think it's, despite some of these rough environmental conditions, I still see numerous farmers or even counties have record yields. And so that's just stuff you don't expect with such harsh conditions that Mother Nature has given us, and yet we're still seeing record yields in spots.
Penny says just because we're in a tough situation to start the year doesn't mean we should be timid making our plans for 2024.
We still got to plan for high yields, right? We can't let the last few years dictate and impact how we manage our crops. You learn from it, but you can't plan for situations. And what I mean by that, you can't just focus on products that don't have the yield potential, but maybe have really good heat and drought tolerance. And why I think we're lucky here at Bayer is, we have products that have that high yield potential, but we also have extremely good heat and drought tolerance. And so that's why understanding that product background, understanding where those products can get placed, really makes a huge impact with growers.
We have more from our conversation with Bayer agronomist Andrew Penny on our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.